الله وكفاه وسلام على عباده. اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن احسن قولا ممن دعا الى الله وعمل صالحا قال انني من المسلمين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المعظمون اطول الناس اعناقا يوم القيامه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشرع مع الشافعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. نستقبل علماء الكرام في الاسلام. Normally, when you go to a meeting, the first question comes to mind is what to speak about. And you become customary now that you give a very long lecture, talking about the subject of any exciting venturers. People say, mashallah, very nice lecture. You meet the person the next day asking what that we spoke about, they are not shocked. Go to Iran and say, imagine it. Go to Madrid and know it. You ask me what you learned from the lecture, from the morning to the evening, either CII or something else, or something, I or you, somebody, depending on. The object should be mine first, so that I meet my class, make a better person, after we get up from here, make a friend, people, and then you can say it was a good lecture. Again, if it came on from one year out to the other year, and it means such a hard thing, make a change in our life, then many good lectures come and go, but we don't benefit, we don't improve, we don't rectify our life. One important thing in my mind about Azan, which we have great moments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't realize, we take it granted. So I proceed to night about something, I repeat something in Adam Kate and spoke about Salah. After he went away to the university, he said a story. We spoke about something so old, you know, we know Salat and so on. It's something modern. So the next day, the brother will speak something modern because you should eat through your mouth all these years, and from tomorrow eat from your nose. You hear with your ears, and you hear with your eyes. Something modern, nothing new, different. You make kebab with keema and all this, and make it with something else. So then, until now, then we understood what you mean. So actually, our need never gets old. And we never get cold with obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Take the order from the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are mu'mineen, we are believers, we are a slave and a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between a slave and a servant is that a servant is a worker. 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he comes, 6 o'clock, he picks up the coat and says, it's our halfway. In contentment, coming now, my turn is over, I'm saying. But a slave is that person. You don't know what slavery is, because the servant is just. A slave is a person who night and day, day in and day out, from the morning to the evening, whatever his master asks him to do, bismillah. You know the incident of that person who said, slave came and said, the master asked him, what's your name? Whatever you give me the name, I say, yes. What will you wear? Whatever you give me. What will you eat? Whatever you give me. I'm a slave, I have no choice. That person told him, I fear you because you thought these are dear from the master. We are servants of Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us, alhamdulillah. Whatever name Allah Ta'ala gives us, alhamdulillah. Whatever will get you away, alhamdulillah. Whatever job you are doing, alhamdulillah. That is why, look at our deen, very, very unique. Just obedience and itaat. Follow the order of Allah and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Most of Ramadan we are fasting. Why? Completely fast. Very reward. That very fast, the next day is haram. Each day, anybody fast, is haram. Not permissible at all. Qurbani went by now 10, 11, 12, yeah, slaughtering the Qurbani animal. 13, you can't slaughter the Qurbani animal. 9, you can't slaughter the Qurbani animal. Why? Order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not yet. So we have iman, every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important to us, and every aspect of our deen is important to us. There's no thing as this small, this is big, no. Where the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies, you don't know. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's raza must be just. Somebody said, alhamdulillah, please. And that person said, ya hamukallah. Allah Ta'ala made a master of that person. Sometimes a person's small little action, there's a branch of the road, the army's way, and he shifts that branch. And Allah Ta'ala likes it, he forgives it. That woman sees a hungry dog, thirsty dog, she gives him water to drink, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives. Evil woman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives her. So la tahqiranna al-ma'ruf shay'a. To each other, they do not permit any good action. but the smallest thing is they're doing it this to me, then Allah Ta'ala will make my muscle into this action. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come to this action, inshallah. And everything that's a small guna, they say, abstain from it. Why? Allah's ghadab, Allah's anger may come because of this guna. It seems very small, but Allah Ta'ala's ghadab may come because of this guna. So try and stay away from every guna, try and carry out every deed. Everything is a small, minute deed. As far as Adam is concerned, we all know the history of Adam, just to refresh. And Huzuri Ta'ala Salam, the Jay Kareem Salah Salam, migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara. And the Sahaba also went there now, they had seen them to read the Salat, etc. They used to get together with estimation and congregate for Salat. There was no particular way where they should call for Salat. So a need was there was a need that was felt to call the Muslims to work, gathering them some sort of information, some sort of announcement that they can come together and read Salat. So this shows the importance of Jama'at. Everybody was reading Salat, mashallah, but no. Islam, Jama'at, Salat, Jama'at, is wajib according to Ahnaf, according to some others, they were different poles, but absolutely necessary. And there are great benefits of Jama'at. Great benefits of coming to the masjid. First, the equality, the king and the servant are standing together before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them. Then, Muhammad, you see a brother every day in the masjid, you don't even speak to him, you just say salat with Muhammad and link is there between you and for him. Then, the Islamic brotherhood that comes about, the feeling, you have one to send me sick to go to his house. You don't know his name also. Because that's the other thing, because you come to the masjid. Then the Muhammad Allah Ta'ala puts in. And the person is joined together in ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the Hajj, whether it is something else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose of the ta'at is this, Allah Ta'ala puts Muhammad in the heart. How many of us say, oh, by Imam Hajjibai, when you came? 1980 you came with me for Hajj. 80 years, 50, 30 years ago, Imam Hajjibai, Muhammad is still there because he carried out the ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was together in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great love, the great affection, and feeling and compassion between the people come. So there was a need now for calling the people towards Salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the council of the earth, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashura. He makes mashura with the Sahaba ikram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gathered them to show the importance of mashura. You don't know who's right, or who's feeling, or whose concern may be more. What Allah Ta'ala put in that person's heart? Rasulullah called the Sahaba. How should we call the people towards Salat? Different decisions are given, or suggestions are given. Some say we should beat the drum like the Christians. Some say that we should light the fire like the Yahud. Some say we should blow into a horn, etc. But Rasulullah doesn't accept anyone's opinion, and they depart from here with the question or with the problem unresolved. Here, another point that Ulama mentioned to us, that see, there's a dire necessity and need now to call the people, but the ways of the kuffar are not adopted. The fire is not adopted, the bell is not adopted, the drums are not beaten, to call them towards Salat. Some people mentioned some of the flag as well. But the ways of the kuffar are not accepted by Rasulullah. So when there's a dire necessity, then also Rasulullah to reject their ways, how would it be permissible for us to follow the ways of the kuffar? Dress like them, act like them, have aspirations like them, wish like them, lifestyle like them, not proper. And if I explicitly are told in the hadith not to follow their way. However, this was just in public. So one Sahabi radiallahu anhu took that decision, Master Rabbi radiallahu anhu, had taken on this concern. Everybody was concerned. But he had taken this concern very seriously. Mentioned, he went to the masjid, did not even go home. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no Allah. That's some way drawn upon me where we know how to call it. That means that anyway, he sees in the dream. He was not a very prominent Sahabi. Before they took the concern, the person takes the concern for something, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Whether it is establishing me, my wife or children, whether it is improving my life, making my Islam concerned about it, the mother of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And even in the worldly life, the person has a concern about something, then he makes a concerted effort, he achieves that Allah ta'ala gives him. Allah ta'ala gives whoever I buy him for something permissible, but a genuine concern Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. So, we see it in a dream, an angel from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out the word of Allah that we just heard now. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells the Prophet of Allah, I have seen this angel, and these are the words he explained to me, or I heard him saying, Allah akbar, Allah akbar, in the end of the Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, we will adopt this method. We will adopt this method, and I imagine that person's concern, and his warning and his figure, da nas moramo zada tu da vidi, sajde mi toli, let veri Adam čara odgiva, da je to zdaj občasno. Meni je bilo getting beautiful, it was there, faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to je na mazi, ask me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, person carries out a good action, where they tell the person to come for salah, teaches him a handle, gives him some dua, etc. As long as those people carry out duty, inshallah, you will get the reward. That is why going out the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beneficial. You meet a brother who never came to the masjid. You taught him how to make wudu, for example. Now, as long as he makes wudu, you will get the reward. You will not go out of the dunya. You taught him a sayyah, you taught him tashawwud, you taught him something. You taught him the 6 points. If he went and mentioned it to his wife and family, his children, his brothers, his locality, as long as he mentioned it, inshallah, you will get the reward. Wholesale business, like you say, for the business people. So here we find that he says to Rasulullah for us, at that time, Umar of Yallah comes to his house and says, oh, Prophet of Allah, I've also seen this dream. This very same dream I saw, and this very word that some commentators mentioned, up to 11 Sahaba had seen this dream, that the person angel is calling out Allah, 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 till the end of the Adhan. So this is how the Adhan was initiated in history, and we find that here, when the word of Adhan has come down in this manner, the Sudha was mentioned in this manner, then we accept it. As Allah was aimed. This is how Rasulullah said to us. We are not going to debate that in the end is La ilaha illallah. There is no Muhammad or Rasulullah in the end. The kalima has so many virtues. What is wrong with reading the kalima? Normally they may use their authority and say, what is wrong with reading the full kalima? We read La ilaha illallah. Open the fada and amma to find kalima. How much tawaf for kalima? But nobody says it must be La ilaha illallah. Muhammad or Rasulullah in the end. Why? Because our deen is not our mentality. Our deen is following Allah and Rasulullah. Rasulullah has taught us to say La ilaha illallah and not to say Muhammad Rasulullah. We don't say Muhammad Rasulullah. That is obedience for us. Here, if you say Muhammad Rasulullah in Allah, this will be disobedience to Rasulullah. Can you imagine taking the part name of Rasulullah, but because it's not done with the way it was prescribed, then this is not deen. We should remember always, because today we find many people sometimes our younger generation, I can't understand it, you know. It doesn't come in my mind, you know. Deen is not subjected to our mind. میری سمجھ میں بات نہیں آتی دین آپ کی سمجھ کے لیے نہیں دین تو اللہ اس کے رسول کی اطاعت اور فرما برداری ہے اللہ اس کے رسول کا حکم یہ ہے سمے نہ ہو رہا ہماری کھوپڑی شریف میں کوئی کمی نہیں آ سکتی ہمارے جس طرح نہیں فرما دیتے کھوپڑی شریف میں آ گیا ہماری کھوپڑی شریف میں آئے کہ نہ آئے اس کا میری بہن کیا رسول نے پوچھا اور مسا اسلام مسا اسلام جنر اسلام بنو دا فیمس انسیڈنٹ دیٹ ان دا فٹ نوٹ دا پرسن رائٹ یہ تکوینی امور تھے These were things that were administrative affairs that Musa al-Islam could not understand. Khidr al-Islam understood, Musa al-Islam, such a high-ranking Nabi, could not understand. Kept asking Khidr, why did we kill the boy? Why did we get into the ship? Why did we let the war not fall down? So there are hundreds of things that are related to administrative affairs, the flood here, earthquake there, certain child passed away, an accident there, or the Queen of Umud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reason. We don't know the wisdom. But the Allah ka hukam comes. They show the honor of Allah and we are happy with the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the iman of a mu'min. And this is why we are surviving. Greatest of calamities come, but the mu'min says the Allah ka hukam comes. Alhamdulillah. The brother was telling us last week in Japan is all of us suicide taking place. Every now and then somebody is wanting a suicide. One brother became Muslim, he asked him, what about you? He said, no, after he became Muslim, whatever problem can, اللہ کی طرف سے چین اور سکون ہو جاتا ہے تو بیمہ دوسرا لینڈر میں فادر پاس جو ہے اللہ کا حکم تھا اور اس ویلنٹر ہاسپٹل کی پاور سے کی پاور سے بس دو دو اوپر سے اور اوپر دو دو چھپا اللہ کا حکم تھا اس کی طرف سے ایک سے تین تک ڈیفیکلٹی بس کی ہاشپ اینڈ دس از واٹ ٹو دی گریٹسٹ اماؤنٹ اف سیٹسفیکشن ان دی ہارٹ کہ میرے اللہ کا حکم تھا اس نے اللہ کے حکم ماننے کے لیے کیا However, so when it comes to deen, so we don't apply our intellect, don't apply our intelligence and understand, we look at the honor of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is deen. We don't say Qurbani, so much meat is getting wasted, that's in charity. Qurbani itself is a substitute. Now you want to substitute a substitute. The substitute for what? To inspire the Israel of Allah. Are you using a mentality and say, no, only Qurbani will give charity, put houses to the poor people. Where would the substitute end? There is a substitute of a substitute, then it's unending, it carries on. Everything they are going to carry them, and understanding will divide them all other way, we will be left one side. No, we need Kitab, 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 However, the Azan started with that manner. What is Azan? Azan is the announcement to the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our respected share of the state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say someone is calling you, that's not someone is calling you outside. When somebody comes and calling in, they remind you, somebody is calling you. So we say, in a very different manner, this is to say to the Banda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, Rahim, and independent, Rahim al-Alameen. He is remembering me and you. Imagine when you hear Azan with that frame of mind, then how quickly will you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of me, he is remembering me, he is calling me. So Azan is an announcement made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say, the Muhammad say, come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aga of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with the Imam, Azam is a renewal and a refreshment of our iman. Because Muslims doesn't say, Ya al-Salah, Ya al-Falah, only. No. It starts with Allah, Rabbil Allah, Ashwad. Ashwad Ta'ala, Allah, Ashwad Muhammad, Rasulullah. He tells us about our iman. Allah is more gracious. I pray testimony that no one worthy of worship said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, Ashwad Muhammad, Rasulullah, the Tawad of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter, he says, in other words, ye iman ke jazbaat se pehle jagata hai hamare dilon mein. फिर कहता है कि तुम नमाज के लिए आओ तो ईमान के जज्बात जाग जाते हैं तो फिर इंसान के नमाज के लिए आना उसके लिए बहुत आसान है यानी नो कि ये अल्लाह है और अल्लाह की कोई कोई नहीं है हर हादसे में अल्लाह के साथ है और मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हमारे मुअज्जिल आदम है हम रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बातें हमारे दुनिया आखिरत की कामयाबी है जय हय अला सलाह कम तो और नमाज हय अला सलाह कम तो और सकते इट आल्सो दैट बी फॉर अस इट इज टू वार्न अस व्हाटएवर वी आर डूइंग Falah is not lying there. Falah is the same life in the masjid in this point in time. Whatever you may be doing, you may be a very big CEO of a big business, you may be the prime minister, you may be the king, but falah for you, success for you now, is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We involve everything. It's also an examination for the mu'min to see his allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see how faithful he is and loyal he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the bandas of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling to how loyal are you to you. Do you look to him? Are you coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's also summoning to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Boyak and Natalai calling us to his house. So this is actually to ponder the reality of the Azan. What is the status of the Azan? This is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the light of the hadith, the Azan is the shi'ar of Islam. It is the distinguishing symbol and a sign of Islam. In other religions there is no Azan. Only in this religion is Azan. So those things that are the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Jum'ah Salah, the Masajid, the Qur'an, etc. Then we want to show honor and respect. When you act in Sha'air Allah, then I'm in Tafwa's Guruf. And as that's called out, you need to show the greatest amount of respect. Because this is not my brother speaking, or my father speaking, or my uncle speaking. So to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking through that person, calling us. So we should show the greatest amount of respect when it comes to the Azan. What is the value of the Azan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in one hadith, beautiful hadith, if you knew the value of the first surf, if you knew the value of Azan, and it was not possible for you to carry out Azan, then you would throw lots to give the Azan. Throwing lots is like, everybody will want to give the Azan. Now who must give the Azan? Right, throw lots. Whose name will come? He must come give the Azan. Otherwise, we will buy completely each other to give the Azan, if you knew the value of Azan. Now I was asking myself last night, when last did you give Azan? When last did you give Azan? If I didn't give Azan for a long time, means I don't know the value of Azan. If I knew the value of Azan, then I said, Muhammad said, let me give Azan to him. Why? Rasulullah said, if you knew the value of Azan, then all of us should compete with each other. Everybody will give you all to give Azan. Then we should throw lots. Pray your turn, Mamza, pray your turn, pray your turn. Whoever wrote, name comes out, he gets to give Azan. The fact that we don't give the Azan means we don't know the true value of Azan. But like, you know, it's too thick. Give the Azan. That's why it's like our Kabi, they should give the Azan. Our Majid got one, sorry, wait. When we were born to the state, God will give Azan. Over 80 years old, we were going to give the Azan. Why? Know the value of Azan. He said, not come to know what the value of Azan is. So here we find the value of Azan and the status of the Azan. Here the status of the Azan, as I mentioned, is this, that when a person gives the Azan, then the Azan is given the sight of the person in life in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the symbol of Islam, symbol of Sha'ir of Islam, Sha'ir is the distinguishing feature of Islam, special feature, special symbol, a special sign of Islam is to give the Azan. Thereafter, what is the Azan? As I mentioned initially, it is a call towards the Muslim. is a call, and it is such a call that nobody can refuse this call. Nobody wants to refuse this call. If you refuse this call, then you are in khasara, khasara. We talk about call, the cell phone company. His name says, I got a call. Nowadays also, when you call a person, then you look at the number, the setting. Well, the mom starts, no, I don't think it's called. I won't take his call. Why? No benefit for me to take the call. Oh, I called somebody yesterday. He said, he told me, who's speaking? I gave my name. She said, no, the man is not him. I said, she said, no, hold on. After 2 seconds, the man says, down on the phone. So then maybe you take the call of that person that you feel will be good for you, to help you, and you take the call. Otherwise, you say, oh, I'm busy. Tell him I'm busy at a meeting. Tell him I'm busy, etc. This is that call. Every one of us has to respond to this call.
Yes.
Why? Because this call becomes the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has in his control every single thing that we need from the time we are born to the time we leave, the cover and the hashar and till Jannah. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The call that we make in the dunya is from one makhluk to the other makhluk. He is also a ajiz, he is also a ajiz, he is also a nafiz, he is also a nafiz, he is also a faqir, he is also a faqir. Ya al-Nafi Hasu Fakara'i Allah. He is muhtar, he is also muhtar. What can one muhtar person do for another muhtar person? But yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what we do, we leave the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that call. Maybe just a friend, maybe the wife, maybe the secretary, maybe my chartered accountant, maybe my doctor. We leave the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go in for that call. We leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say, I send you the call of the makhluk. But not like the other call. This is the call that we have to answer this call. How we answer this call, we come to that now. That is, verbally also you answer the call, physically also answer the call, spiritually also you answer the call, mentally also answer the call. Verbally, Rasulullah s.a.w. repeated in the hadith and the azad is called out, then you repeat the words of the Muslims. Many of us, or many people, obviously us, maybe you all doing it, many people don't know that. They don't even repeat the words of azad. Muslims say, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, to find a person speaking. Find a person who's looking at something else, doing something else, not concentrating. That Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar is for me and for you. Not only that, the Ulama Ikram mentioned that the azad is a universal da'wah for the entire human race around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Around the globe, which is Islam, we project to them to the word of Allah Rabbah, Allah Rabbah, throughout the world. And that is why we find everywhere, from one end to the other end, one to the right of the show, maybe every couple of seconds, every couple of minutes, Adhan is called out. Allah Rabbah is called out on the globe. Why? Because here is a certain time, that part three is a certain other time, the other country is another time, somewhere is Muslim time, somewhere is Isha time. And maybe every few minutes, maybe 2 seconds, this word is called out, Allah Rabbah, Allah Rabbah. Is the da'wah of the mu'mineen to the non-Muslims as well for the message of Islam and the word of the Azam. So this is how great the Azam is. The da'wah for the people across the globe and especially for the mu'min. So when we hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then we should repeat Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Repeat the word of the mu'min. And when we say, he says, Hey Ya Rasulullah, Hey Ya Al-Farah, then we express our weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He is calling us, come towards namaz, come towards the steps. Then we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and no might, but no side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, my coming for salah, though I have the intention, it only be possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring this way. I cannot carry out good deeds. I have a firm intention. How many times it happens, Azam we heard, what to come in the twist in the summer, and we want to return it, we can't bring it to namaz. When you come, there's an accident on the way. When you come, something happens, the car doesn't want to start, you can't come. So, oh Allah, when it's easy for us to come, it only happens through your power, through your qudrat. Just by answering the word of the Adhan, mentioned the Hadith, min qalbihi, person who says it sincerely, with sincere belief, he believes what the Muazzin is saying, and says it from the depth of his heart, that's a good thing. So, this is what Adhan says, so he doesn't have to go here. Just for replying to the Adhan. Another hadith he mentioned that when the Adhan called out and saying, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا لأن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاز غفر له ذنبه. He said that forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by mentioning these kalimat at the time of Allah. Some of them say what it means, but if they أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله then we should say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسول الله وفي الإسلام دينا إن غفر له ذنبه all his sins are forgiven. In one hadith, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us that if we say, if we reply to the Adhan, thereafter we read the ضرور قوم رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جن میں دعا وسیلہ اللہ رب العالمین دعا استعانت بے مقدار سن دعا کا نا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حل کا تو شفا کی ہے قیامت then my intercession is for that person on the day of judgment. Simple words to say, and Rasulullah said that intercession on the day of judgment, we are all dependent in Muqtad on that intercession, inshallah, for entry into paradise. The intercession of Rasulullah and the Father of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simple, simple words we carry out, our Shaykh Abdullah always used to protect us from the terms of steps in the Ibadi of Iman. One is to read the dua of the Adhan. We should read it, make our wives and children read it, make our family people read it, teach it to our neighbors, etc. A simple persistence to get what? To get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like our Shaykh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mullah Rikari Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the illness is an indication upon our khatima with Iman. Our khatima will be with Iman. Take a loser rather than sifarish in un loki li hoki, to mu'minin hoga. Ah, if you ask sifarish hoki, itaaf ke liye. If you ask sifarish, mu'minin ke liye hoki. Special sifarish will be for the mu'minin and believers only. So when this hadith tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the key for us, it means inshallah the fatiha for Iman. And just imagine and think the barakah of Adhan. We sit and listen to the Adhan, reply to the Adhan, with our hearts, with the depth of our hearts, I hope we enter into paradise. Our sins are forgiven. We read the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make the dua and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be the second for us. Let us ask ourselves one question that may have not come to your mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can get the highest of position. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the great stage, and I mean that there will be for me. And we got the keenness before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there can be nobody greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the honor that Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. We are asking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this position. It's already given, but it is given the honor of asking. In other words, we are also asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give us this great position. Rasulullah has included us to ask for this honor. Ask, we are also making dua to Rasulullah for this position. To give us the great privilege of asking. Whereas Rasulullah is definitely getting that from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the call comes, this is the verbal call. The mental call is this, that we must have firm yaqeen in our heart. First mental call is this, that we must cut off everything that we are doing. And we convince now that my success lies there. My falah is there in the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in my job, not in my workplace, not in what I'm doing. Not in my, from a doctor, not in my practice, in my physician, not in my practice. It is there in the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown it to us in many cases. One great pious person living here, not very far from the masjid here in Overport. It meant that in those days, when there wasn't so much dindari around, he used to close his shop. He goes to the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of salah. The customers will be standing outside and waiting for it. Some of the shops around there will say, no, we're waiting for this man to come back. So we can know why. Because it's gone to the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who provides clothing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the servant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs. Allah ta'ala will give him barakat in his rozi. The shop cannot give us barakat. Allah ta'ala gives us barakat. So he is calling us. He is calling us. Imagine for our small children. You know, the father called his son. Is anybody who works? It's good you that gave that the father bought you. Father gets angry and bothers for so long. You know, I'm coming and very good you that. Who gave you that gave? The father gave you that gave. And he will give you many other things. When he is calling you, you're not even listening to him. You're not even coming to him. Who gave us that job? Who gave us that house? Who gave us the help? Allah follows us. So he is calling us that way. Somebody else is calling us, it's fine. You can do without me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has given us all this. She has the power of taking the way as well. To revive. Once there was a disabled group, once there was a speaker and there was a robbery around the facility of speaker, one neighbor, house was a robbery. He said a very acute sentence. He says, that me asked me, is me kharib leta hai, or Allah ki ghar se ne hai, I said, what do you expect? He is not coming to the house of Allah, he is so close, he is not coming to the house of Allah, what do you expect? He must expect musibah and hardship and taklif, because he got no reason not to come to the house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mentally and spiritually, you must be convinced to have the yaqeen and conviction of the falah. Nothing to be half-hearted. You must have the conviction that my falah is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me through this muadzin and he's saying me that we are with falah and the surah sallam is endorsed and reflected and he's trying to tell us that our falah lies in the masjid. Then spiritually also we must have the count of yaqeen that we are going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will definitely be successful. And then we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sit here,
Znam da je zato svako će mi sviđa i kaj se kuda bi sve po, kudi dobro se kuda sve kuri. Kad sam dvaj od ofer, kudi dobro. Znam sve po te dao nije, kudi dobro se dao. Kada sam počeo ti mi kako se dao, kudi dao svoj mi dao, i want to still be connected to the people outside, to the makhluk outside, and to the khalik. No, we are two at the time. We see them, I begin after that to say, that to Allah ki makam ne agao, to sab chizo ko choro, or sab chizo ki khiyarat ko bhi choro. Sab chizo ko choro, اور سب چیزوں کے خیالات کو بھی چھوڑ دو اور جس سے دن یہ وارا ہے تو امام مرد بلی اور کیا کو بیٹھ سکے کیا تو کومن when you ask the person you say you know I'm just out in the court I'm just you in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have given this house this time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how do we have the audacity to take the time away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you busy with makhluk you busy with the creation you busy with the life of Allah right in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala You should be so conscious when you come to the house, people used to frame in the door of the masjid. You're going to meet who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, Zaki back to the ajaz, if you're sitting in the masjid, it's like you are sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are sitting in the masjid of Allah, how you would behave? I said, you're sitting here, we're behaving. You are like sitting in the house of the, in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. How can we be busy with our cell phone? How can we be answering the call of my wife? Answering the call of my friend? Otherwise, how to chat with you? No, half number two. One side is talking about the other, but one side is not talking about the other. The highest degree of reality is that you just need to have the support to chat with him, that you should take care of him. Off pick up now. I'm saying that Allah will not forget. When the person takes out the phone, when he's off pick up, whatever the service device there, the service that should be here. I forgot to off the phone. How did you forget? Wait to the house of Allah, go to the doctor's study, don't forget, I'm the doctor's study now, I'm the lawyer's office now, I'm sitting with my CA now, don't forget, but if you come into the power of Allah, you forgot, how can you forget, you should leave your phone at home, I don't need it yet, I'm going now to time only for Allah, when the phone rings, what's the phone rings, just assume my mistake comes from the and the phone rings, the man takes the phone and runs out, so to say, Allah, I'm the Rakhid and the Yara, کیا کھاؤ کیا غلط یہ کھاؤں گا اللہ کو گویا بھی کہہ رہا ہے آپ کو انتظار سے میں بھی آ رہا ہوں مجھے سے بھائی ہوگا مجھے سے دوست ہوگا سب چھوڑ کر کوئی جس وقت مفید ماشاء اللہ جن آدھے بنا جس سب کے بس سے اتنا مرد ہے اتنا مرد ہے جو تیکن یہ کون ہوں جو ٹاکنگ جو دعا تو اللہ سوال کر رہا Respect of the Abu Allah, we must come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the call to our Salah, we will be here. There is no Salah in Abu Allah, there is no Salah in Abu Allah, there is no Salah in Abu Allah, and you take out, I take out the cell phone here, even to read the Qur'an Sharif. But I said, come to the Qur'an Sharif, very nice thing. And they said, I just need the Qur'an Sharif for now. He said, achha, aap ye jo Baitul Khala ke lote mein aap dhoot dhe ge. Baitul Khala ke lote mein aap dhoot dhe ge. Dhoot dhe ge. Dhoot dhe ge. So, yahaan aap Qur'an se na kare. We sab lehne Qur'an lehne se dhoa. Ye jo bacha pichhe bacha hua, that child is sitting at the back. Who's not trained, he doesn't know what to care for. And he's looking at things that even his grandfather was dream of looking at his real life. We look at it in the masjid. He's got a proof. Well, then I sit in his cell phone. He got no time to come and see whether you're reading Quran for this day or whether you're looking at form or what you're looking at. He doesn't know. So we should bear this to our masjid and not have it yet. As a mark of respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how our call should be. If we get verbal calls, this is the reward we get. Then we have another call of it. The practical, the physical call is to march to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't take too long. What Allah ta'ala has in store for us. If we come to the house of Allah, we become VIP. And here the Azhar has come to the house of Allah ta'ala, we become like that person who put the ihram on and we went to Hajj. Can you imagine? If a person makes his wudu and takes the walk and comes to the masjid, it's like that person that is going to the Baytullah for his Hajj. Some rewires understand if you make wudu and come for namaz. Every time you come for namaz, you get the reward of one Hajj. Just for making wudu and come. Let's speak the intention. So this is what we get when the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made. In other words, in essence, this is one call that none of us can refuse. My father is calling me, I couldn't go. My grandfather is calling me, I couldn't go. I have to go. I couldn't go without an excuse. And if Allah ta'ala's call is made and I don't go, then I'm very, very unfortunate. One person put it so nicely. How proud is that person? If I walk out to the masjid and somebody calls me, even if I don't know that person, if I buy, I'll stop. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's telling me something. Or maybe it's something for me there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the person, and that person walks by, he doesn't know anything. How proud and arrogant is that person? If you are a khalik, you are a mular, right? So you tell me, where are you asking shamayin? You are lying. Yes, yes, because you are a khalik, you are a khalik. ہم خالق کی طرف سے آئے اور خالق کی طرف جا رہے ہیں, لیکن خالق کی بات کی پکار کو ہم جو ہے چھوڑ دیتے ہیں. تو سب کی طرح سے کنسیڈر ریفلیکٹ اپون فیسٹیول کی گیئر آزاد دوسرا سب ہر بلائنڈ پرسن سو بلائنڈ پرسن اللہ نے انہیں مقصود چھوڑی مائن بلائنڈ کام کرنے کے خلاف دوسرا سب چھوڑی میں ایکسکیوز بنی ویل دوسرا کالج آپ کی جو یہ رہا تھا یہ رہے گا تھا نو وین یو مسٹ کم ٹو دی ہاؤس اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دیٹ مسٹ کم ٹو دی ہاؤس اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی واٹ از دی ایفیکٹ اف دی سزا when this azaan takes place, then the shaitan runs far away. And he passes reading. There are many reasons of Allah Almighty. And some say, the board of the azaan, the weight of the azaan is so much of him, that he begins to pass reading, and he runs away. Some say he passes reading, mocking the azaan. Some say he passes reading to make a noise, not to hear the Mubarak word of Allah, 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 and he runs away. He runs away to a distance of 36 miles. One day they mentioned, Madina Shreem goes down, he goes away, up to the place, 36 miles away, he runs away. Azan is finished, he comes back. He comes back, he runs away again. Why? Because Azan is a da'wah. Da'wah is dharma. It's a full da'wah. It's to Allah's shukriya, Allah's tawheed, Allah's insanity, come towards salah, come towards success, come towards... And even the kuffar, you know, Habib Sahib always mentioned, he met one father in France, and then he met again arriving, leaving three nasihahs. And one of the nasihahs was, whenever Azan time comes, they must call out the Azan loudly. So this has an effect on us, has an effect on the kuffar, has an effect on shaitan, has an effect on the kuffar, has an effect on the animal as well. If the dog in the Fibo area, the Azan calls out, the dog begins to cry. And you know, black dogs sometimes associated with shaitan himself. They also begin to cry. So Azan is a word for them. But for the mu'mineen, it's the rahmat, it's the barakat, it's the mati, the call to the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the effect of Azan when it comes to the creation around us. And together with them at the time of Azan, dua is accepted. One is after Azan. If you should be Rahman also, Azan ke waqt. Adi Farooq Sahib Rahman, as you mentioned, a deep thing. He says, after the Azan, word the day. After the Azan, make dua. But lift your hands, but make dua in your heart. After the Azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you also make Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then make a dua in between. Ashur Allah, Ilaha Illallah, Ashur Allah, Ilaha Illallah. Answer and make a dua. Make some dua. And that dua is accepted. And Mr. Shafi also writes, after the Azan, the time of Azan, dua is accepted. After the time of Azan also, dua is accepted. Like we mentioned here, Rasulullah was on several to make dua for Rasulullah. Hereafter, between Azan and Iqama, in the time of Ijaba, that is dua to be accepted. Now, our concept of dua is that you must be sitting in the masjid in the first church and making dua. Think of the other day after Azan had left the house, I started making dua on the way. Azan, dua is accepted. Allah se maango, Allah se kuhao. I need you to sit, put your hand in parallel to your chest, face the qibla, etc. This is the ideal way. But it's not the only way. You are lying down, you're making dua. You are walking, you are making dua. And you are coming to the masjid. While you are coming to the masjid after Azan, you are putting yourself in dua. Putting yourself in some activity as well, putting yourself in dua, so dua is accepted at that time. To give you some of the great benefits of Azan, you hear every day sometimes, you must be just now to observe your sounds when the Azan is getting on. This means sitting and listening to the Azan attentively was not there. And what you get for that? For listening attentively to the Azan, our Shaykh Hasanullahi writes, he says one place worked to this effect, that there was a lady that was passing away. There was a lady that was passing away, and there were some people who were saying something in Arabic, the people couldn't understand. So they called a local imam to say, so I will ask, what is this lady saying? So this lady was saying that these two people are telling me to enter into paradise. These two people are telling me to enter into paradise. The master of the Arabic language, he understood, explained the people that lady is saying that these two people, apparently the Farishta, are telling me to enter into Jannah. And she passed away. So the master asked the family, was there any exclusive action of her, special action of her, but half a month has come, half a month. Jab bhi azan shuru ho jata tha, تو بالکل بے ادب ہو کر کے بات بے ادب ہو کر کے گھر پہ بھیجا اور دوپٹہ ڈال کے سب کو چپ کرا دیتے چپ رہو اذان ہو رہی ہے اینڈ آئی ریمبر دس از سیمیلر کیریکٹرسٹکس اف اور مدر اینڈ گرینڈ مدر ایٹسٹرا اذان از ٹو گو اس کو میں دوپٹہ اور جماعت میں سے کی طرف دکھائے دس از اذان سو دس واز اسپیشلٹی اف دس وومن اور یہ بہت مشکل بیکاز اف ادر شی سو فور دا اذان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کی خوش خبری سے فرشتہ ان دس دنیا Zubaydah, the wife of Harun Rashid Rahmatul Alayh. You know Harun Rashid, the history of Harun Rashid. Zubaydah was still fast living. She had done that marriage. Zubaydah is very mashhoor for public. So in the 3 months she had passed away. After how many years? malo stvore da ne razumira, se zrva, no, sad je ovo, sve ti ga azan odgoji. Ajme do patela, sad ti priča, sad me do patela. Na sam priči će ozeliti da, en će stop. Da azan odgoji, da malo pristepo da azan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah se sumat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prima. Imagine, ti možete se digne kontakt za Bohom, jer je ovo za azan. Ti ste se namrti da Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, en je posto da azan odgoji. Vinogrod, Če je bestekno, imam zaštitu da da, znači, a da ću da da, we are talking, imenje. Allah kada je spoli naši, we are talking. Somebody speaking to your father, spoli će, nas ima speaking. Mako, svi se ste. U stari spoli će, we are speaking, mako, svi se ste. Allah kada je spoli, ko se ubi se, we are speaking, jedi se mako. Da haje je mako, svi se ste. Allah kada je spoli će, we are not listening to that call. Bilkul, a to je ne. Sad se apago, jedna, ja vam daje, a kam vam ga, sunko, sunajo se, hor kita, i bil kita, su ne. This is the call made to the Messiah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had one for Sunday, instead became a Muslim because we used to attend the next day's class day that we had. No time to go to the details, no time when we were doing that. He used to tell us, when I used to hear the Azan, non-Muslim, when I used to hear the Azan, something used to happen to me. Something used to happen to me when I listened to the Azan. Last time, Umar Fahadi tells me about Mawlana Ahmadullah Rahmatullahi, Sheikh al-Hadith al-Bandir, because he had one friend who was not a Muslim. So that person had quite a lot of difficulty in his business. So Mawlana Rahmatullah used to give people a right to eat, etc. He said, I'm not, you're not giving me anything to help in my business. But that's what he said, I'm not a Muslim. I can't even read Bismillah also because you're not a Muslim. But I'll tell you one thing. When the Azan takes place, then listen to the Azan with respect. If you're driving, part of your car, stop, listen to your Azan with respect. The Arab tells me, he started doing that. Who are funny? I'm not a Muslim. When the Azan takes place, he's stopping. And listening to the Adam. And what happened? He accepted Islam, and that's again, very bucket in his business. So the call of Sayyid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we show respect to this call, and how many of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us if we show respect to the Adam, to the call from Sayyid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find that recently, a brother sent me an SMS regarding America, a church in America, a cathedral in America, they were having a yearly function, and they were trying to advocate peace. So they thought, how would we call the people? What should we present to them for peace? They thought, and then they reminded them to the Azan. The Azan is a very effective tool, very effective thing for peace. So they went and consulted one Muslim and asked him, they told him, you know what, we want to come to a cathedral to give the Azan. So he made his istikhara and said, I think I'll come. He wore the Arabian dress, the whole kufta, etc. He stayed there in the cathedral with hundreds of people to attend from there. It was a yearly function, and he gave the Azan in front of them. He says people were stunned when the Azan was given. Many of them started crying. And when they left the building and went out, people followed him asking, what does it mean? What is this Azan? What does Azan mean? And they became very interested in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were so affected just by listening to the Azan. So even today, that Azan has that impact. Even today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that impact. When Abu Rahman, one person, in fact, he wrote it from the Quran of the Quran. One person in America, he had a studio, and he wished to film the Azan and Salah. So he called the Muslims and told them, I want you to come here and give the Azan. Now I'm going to take a film, and I want you to read the Namaz so I can film it, so I can, for commercial purposes. They say that the Azan was given there, in front of the person that caught it, it became very effective. And when the Namaz was read, after the Namaz, he said, make me also Muslim. So let the incident be said, he closed his business, etc. And people told him, that you are such a flourishing business. You had a business here where you could make so much of money. But yes, but I didn't have the chain in Sukun. Now I've got the chain in Sukun, I've given it out. And we are so fortunate that we can hear our little children hear the Azan. We have receivers at home who can hear the Azan at home as well. We sit there daily answering the Azan. We must go for also answering the Azan. One day in America, many years back, when we were there, the Azan was being given. This is careful to left our table, the Azan was being given. There was a boy about 17 years old. And he began to say, who is that singing? Who is that singing? What is the song? When he made inquiry, it was found that he had never heard Azan in his life. And he was from Asian origin, either from India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh. He wasn't a born American, he was from Asian origin. But he had never heard the Azan in 17 years of his life. How fortunate are we, that every Namaz that we have in the Azan. And Azan has an effect even on little children. I have a granddaughter, she's not big now. So I asked her, Nani today, remember this word, Azan is calling, Azan is calling. Remember this word, who should say this word? Just to ask her. So she took the name of the granddaughter. When Azan is to go, she Šedete na Adam, što kamen kada, Adam kolim, Adam kolim. The small child will never understand what Adam is. Also knows Adam is a call towards going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the beauty of Adam and the effect of Adam. No time, there was one person, I heard the story when I was in South Africa, when I went to Zambia, asked one of the Harbin, he said, Mawla, I bear witness to the story. One person was called from Zambia to how to Christianize the Muslims, how to convert the Muslims towards Christianity, or even training. For a year, I don't know, about a year, but he was training in South Africa that he must go now, he was a Christian, how to make the Christians, how to make the Muslims Christian. He came here, he stayed here for a while, then he went back, and he had to stop at a few places. I think he stopped in Lusaka, stopped in a rare place, and he was staying in Sipata. So he says when he left, when he got to one place in Lusaka, he heard the Zohar Adhan. So it affected him. Went to another place, he heard the Azhar Adhan. It affected him. He went to the third place, he heard the Malik Adhan. It affected him. And by Isha time, he went to the Muslim and said, make me a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that he died for this one. Imagine being saved here to convert the Muslims into Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him into a Muslim just by virtue of the Adhan. We have a very great memory about the Adhan, and through this we can enter paradise to Adhan. And the Muslim, what is the status of the Muslim? I read the hadith here. For so many things to say about the Muslim. We don't regard the Muslim as an important person. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, who is better than that person that calls towards Allah? I said, Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Just like to hear all the time. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. The dialogue of this is very wide. Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, the business for the Muwajjirin. The people that call towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, who is better than that person that calls towards Allah? In them is included all those people who go on the path of Allah, the people that write and call towards Allah, the people that propagate their deen in other ways, they are also calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, how much common people say, Muwajjirin are included. Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, this is for the Muwajjirin. This is what the higher rank they got, the who is better than them? Rasulullah said in the hadith that he recited before, he mentioned to us that the people with the longest necks in the day of judgment will be the Muwajjirin. What does it mean to have a long neck? Normally it's not a really beautiful quality. Somebody has extraordinary long neck here. See, what's wrong with this person? Why his neck is so long? What is meant by this? Some say the Muwajjirin will be the position of a leader, and all the other people will be like the followers. So if he gives the Adhan, then everybody responds and comes here. So he will be as if he's the leader of the person. He is the chief of the person, and the chief of the person is the other, like a person who's standing high and standing tall. So that is what it meant here. On the day of judgment, his position will be not like an ordinary worker. He will be like the leader of the people that are here. Some of you will never have explanation. Some of you know what it meant is that he will be setting out. Look at the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in store for him. So this is what it meant here. Because he will be looking high, he will see that his neck is long. And some say, no, his head will be high. Why his head will be high? Because in the people who are like, you know, other people that did bad things, they have dramatic issues, their head will be low, in shame, in disgrace, the Muslim head will be high. Why? Because he will have no regret. He has called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is the lofty status of that person. Today we don't value. You come to a masjid, you don't even make shake hands with the Muslim. Why? You don't know him. He gives the Azhar, this is one of those things. He is doing the main job. He is doing the main job, he's calling us, he's telling us. Rasulullah s.a.w. saying there's two characteristics that are mu'allaqani, that are suspended on the Muslim for the believer. One is qiyamuhum wa salatuhum. They qiyam, they roda, when you hear him say the Azhar, you make a star. And salatuhum, when you say him say the Azhar, then you come for your namaz. So these two great characteristics are suspended with his call. So he enjoys such a great position here. Some say, no, he's getting a high wife, because he will be racing towards, speedily going towards paradise. That's what it means, that he will have a long neck on the day of judgment. And the other interpretation is also given, for that person will have a long neck on the day of judgment. In other words, some say, another interpretation is this, that this shows his prominence. When people are sitting here, when somebody is prominent, then you can see it's outstanding, you can see it. So he will be so prominent, as if his neck is so high, he will be so prominent on the day of judgment. And as far as the rewards are concerned, one do I have to mention that everything, as far as the sound goes, he will be forgiven. As far as the sound goes, what does it mean? The sound goes from here to another 100 meters, up to 100 meters this way, 200 meters that way, 200 meters east direction. Up to that extent, he will be forgiven. This is a vast amount of forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. And some say even greater thing than that, that he is intercession for all those people that are living in that facility with the heart goes, they accept it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? This interpretation, the maqam subhanu ta'ala će svi pobijeti u ono svi od su jedara da Allah te ove četiri se teši. And all those things that gather are that living and non-living things will be a testimony on the day of judgment. You become a shaheed and gawa for him on the day of judgment. Some rewards mentioned, they make dua for the maqfara. All those things that are living, in other words, all those trees outside, the stones outside, the words that mentioned of this hadith, shajarun, wa matarun, wa hajarun, all those things outside, and make dua to this person. And some say that they respond. Some say they also respond. They will make dua for this person, and they respond to the adhan as well. So this is the maqam of the person that gives the adhan. This is the maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant on the day of judgment, and this is an enormous reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. The mu'akkirin also have a great position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also honor them, honor the adhan, respect the adhan, respect the mu'akkirin also, and the surah starts with a special dua for them. Allahumma arsil al-a'imma wa fidl al-mu'akkirin. Oh Allah, guide the imam. And make dua not for us, for the people to keep adab. Lest they may make a mistake, etc. Make dua for them. Rasulullah has made dua for them. So these are the great statements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept here for the mu'adhinin. And we should make qadr of the mu'adhinin as well. As I mentioned, if you look at the value of adab, we should then keep the adab as well. And most importantly, all of us can't give the adab. And the adab has been called, show great amount of respect to the adab. Shana with the barakat of respect. Allah ta'ala can ask your feet and come to the market also. Allah ta'ala can give you a piece of our mantras also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us of all these ibadah. Make us those true servants that accept all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can ask your feet and come to the market.
Amin. 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 Amin.